The only way to really feel filled is by the Spirit. And when you are filled up with the Spirit, then you start anticipating. You start anticipating your good. You start anticipating the miracles. You start to see yourself as God sees you. And those old thoughts of doubt or insecurity or any kind of suppression or can't, you're just like, that's no match for me and my God. Too bad for you to need to like think those thoughts, but those will not be my thoughts today.
You've gotten great at divine working, but what about divine living? Welcome to the Divine Living Podcast. I'm your host, Gina DeVee. You're not alone in wanting more. And here at the Divine Living Podcast, you can expect to be part of conversations from women like us who unapologetically dream big and are obsessed with manifesting our most fabulous lives. The conversation starts now.
Gorgeous. I'm so excited to jump into today's amazing Divine Living Podcast episode with you. But first, I want to invite you to a very special free 5-day virtual event that is all about uncovering your next level calling. I know that so many of us are just like swimming around in the circles in our head and just curious about like, what am I doing with my life? What am I meant for? Like, I'm bored with stuff that's like been same old, same old. So all this, if you're ready for a super big breakthrough, April 12th through 16th, I'm hosting this free, totally gorgeous, feminine online retreat. Come join us. It's divineliving.com/next level. We'll get you in and get you all the details. divineliving.com/next level. And I'm just going to be pouring into you Monday through Friday. I know my own personal journey has been so much about completing endings, end of era, getting ready for the next level and what that is. And so I'm going to share with you what I've been going through and really support you in getting clear and confident and actually excited about your next level calling. So come join us, divineliving.com/next level. And now enjoy today's episode.
Have you gotten a little bored with your life? I mean, you know you have it good, you know you have so much to be grateful for, but do you feel like you're just kind of going through the motions or trying to keep up and just trying to get everything done? Today's podcast, we are going to shake all of that up because I know that there is a spirit in you that is larger than life, that came here for such a big purpose, that absolutely has miraculous powers inside of her, that has unlimited potential. And to the degree that you have been playing a smaller game, you are bored. Now, I'm not pointing a finger. I'm talking to you. I'm talking to me. I'm talking to all of us, that we women have let ourselves become oppressed with all the do-gooder thinking, thinking that we need to play it safe, that we need to play small to be safe, that we need to be financially responsible, that we can't charge that much, that our dreams aren't really possible, that it's just there for other people. Boom! Let's eradicate that today, shall we? Because the spirit that is in you, but not of you, is larger than life. And the way that we remember who we really are, that we recommit to what's possible, that we actually get out of these, what we call them comfort zones, but they're just our own little form of jail cells where we have limited our own thinking, where we have constrained our own souls, all because we have started believing the lies that other people have told us. That we aren't good enough, that we can't do it, that it's not possible, that it's never going to happen, that that's going to take too long, that it's too expensive, that it's too hard, that you're not enough of something is not truth. But you know what is truth? Your connection with God. That's right. And so if you want to get into the actual life of your dreams, like those pinch me moments, those like, yes, yes, yes. Oh my God, I love my life so much. The only way that that will happen is a deepening into your connection with God. Because truly with God, all things are possible. And I want you to like soak that in truly with God, not on your own and not you figuring it all out and not you knowing the how and the timeline and having to control everything. Truly with God, creator of the universe, all things are possible. So I want you to shake yourself off a little bit. I want you to adjust your crown in this moment. And you might be going through some really heavy stuff. You might be going through what the world would say is a really serious season in your life. You might just be so tired of all the bad breaks and all the no's and all the dead ends and all the stuff not working out and all the stuff not coming more easily to you. And if that's where you're at, great. Welcome to queenhood, because there isn't a human on the planet, there isn't a woman on the planet that hasn't and isn't, P.S., experiencing all of that as well. The only difference between a queen and a martyr is a queen doesn't make all of that the focus. The queen focuses on her good. The queen focuses on favor. The queen focuses on abundance. And the queen focuses on what her spiritual superpower is. And when you rely on God, you can't be anything but larger than life. You can't be anything but excited about your future. You can't absolutely do anything but be certain that not just your good, but your greatness is going to be fulfilled for sure, success guaranteed, because that's what you came here for. He who began a good work in you will be faithful to complete it. So you must be faithful to not give up. And I have found the only way to not give up is to go back to source. The only way to really feel filled is by the Spirit. And when you are filled up with the Spirit, then you start anticipating. You start anticipating your good. You start anticipating the miracles. You start to see yourself as God sees you. And those old thoughts of doubt or insecurity or any kind of suppression or can't, you're just like, that's no match for me and my God. I, you know, too bad for you to need to like think those thoughts, but those will not be my thoughts today. No. I will only think thoughts of prosperity. I will only believe in success. I will only ask questions like, how can my life be used? And I will only believe in the truth that while I'm still here on the planet, that my life is not just meant for good. It's certainly not meant for mediocrity. It is meant for greatness. And that is what I claim. And that is what I declare. And that alone is what I call in. So I'm not going to mumble around today, and I'm not going to think about what didn't work out in the past, and I'm not going to focus on disappointment. I'm only going to focus on the desire. And sometimes the way to get myself out of that funk, the desire is to go and be of greater service in the world, like go give more. And I know it feels really counterintuitive when you feel like you're just already overgiving and you don't have anything more to give. But there's just a way that we really get that we are all one when you go and connect to that place of giving. It starts to move the energy. And when you just ask, how can I show up today in a greater way? How can I give to someone else? You'll start to see the energy move. And then when you're just like, I'm bored with what's going on. Like I need something bigger, something more exciting. Then you pray and you ask, because when you ask, it is always given. When you seek, you will find. And when you knock, the door will be open. Now, not every time you knock and not every first step that you seek and not every ask is instantly given. That's where we get to actually deepen our spiritual maturity. That's when you get to have a relationship with God that isn't about turning the universe into Santa Claus in a catalog of, I'll take one of those and 14 of these and three of these and becoming a princess and being upset because like you did one thing and made one social media post that you didn't make your $10 million or whatever the big desire was. And then you crumble like a ladybug on her back and it takes you 3 weeks to muster up the energy to get going again. That's not being spiritually connected. When you wake up and cultivate a practice, a habit, a genuine relationship of choosing to focus on God and God's word and God's message every single day, you can't be depressed. You can't feel sadness, not in that moment. It's like it's scientifically impossible to feel depressed when you're at the gym, because when you're at the gym and you're moving your body, you cannot experience depression. And when you focus on how loved you are by God, how important you are, and how much is actually possible when you incorporate God into your life, your plans, your thinking, your behaviors, your habits, well, then you just know that all things are possible. So you get that your timing isn't always God's timing, but that God's timing is always divine timing. And then you kind of get like, all right, well, if that particular client wasn't supposed to register that day, or if I wasn't meant to meet my soulmate today, then there's something that I get to learn to prepare me for that great experience that's not here yet. So when you are a deeply committed student to manifesting your destiny and your dreams, and you're like, dear God, please show me. What am I meant to do today? Who am I meant to be? What am I meant to experience? How am I meant to overcome? Who do I need to forgive? What limited thoughts do I need to let go? When you ask, what will be given to you for sure is not necessarily what you want that day, but definitely what you need. Definitely what you need. So you get to pray that in confidence, knowing that your best days are ahead of you, knowing that the bigness that you know and you've dreamed that you are meant for, it's coming, queen. It absolutely already exists, and so it is. And because it's not here today, is don't make that the bad news. And don't make the rejection you experienced that you are rejected in any form, or the betrayal. Jesus was rejected. Jesus was betrayed. It didn't mean he was doing anything wrong. And it didn't mean that he wasn't meant for greatness or a glorious purpose either. So it's really important that when we take a look at our beautiful, beautiful lives, by the way, that we get that to everything there is a purpose. And I get it. One of my least favorite scriptures of the Bible is anything about patience being a virtue. I am the least patient human you will ever meet. But what I have learned to do is find glory in the moment and glory in the day and get out of the past and get out of future tripping. And when I do that, and then I like to add a little sparkle. And then especially if I'm feeling like extra bummed out, or if I've let someone's like negative words affect me, or if I've let a particular experience that didn't go my way depress me because I made it mean something that God didn't intend for it to mean, the fastest way that I'll reconnect is, how do I think about seeing myself the way God sees me? Just laser beams of grandness start emanating from me when I just think about how loved I am, how special I am, how needed I am, how important I am, not because of my own ego, but because of how God sees me. Well, that is just enough to make me want to put on some red lipstick. That is just enough to make me go searching for a hoop earring and do a little happy dance in the living room, because I get to remember that I'm so blessed here in this moment. And it's not some sappy gratitude practice. It's like, wow, there's a living God living through me in this moment. In this moment, I look up and I see blue skies. In this moment, I am safe in my home recording this podcast. In this moment, I am so blessed that you and I are connected, that I have a meaningful career, that anyone, let alone someone as awesome and special as you, because OPS, let's think for a moment the way God sees you. How does God see you? Like, how does that feel? Take a screenshot right now of this episode and tag me on Instagram. How does it feel to see yourself in this moment healed, forgiven, loved, whole, more than enough, special and unique, created for a once-in-a-lifetime purpose? How does that feel to look at yourself the way God looks at you right now? I can see the same similar light beams emanating from you as well. That's right. And it's time for us women to claim what's true. Stop with the past. Everybody's been traumatized. Everybody's been abandoned, neglected, made wrong, shunned, exiled, orphaned. We get it. We're queens. We queens know that for such a time as this, we have been called. So let's stand in that glory, and let's stand in that power, and let's stand in that truth, remembering that all things are possible. So when you spend time in the morning or the afternoon or the evening, truly connecting with God. And whether for you that's journaling or meditating or reading an uplifting book, just really deepening your relationship with God. It gets easier when you do it daily, like any habit. And like any habit, it's, and I know this one too, when you've fallen off the wagon, it can take a while to crawl back to just ground level, let alone super high vibration. So I invite you, if you not just want to, but are ready to make a decision to feel great on a daily basis, to appreciate your life on a daily basis, to live in power and glory, expecting miracles on a daily basis, knowing with certainty that you are blessed and that you do have favor and that your best days are ahead of you, then spend time on a daily basis with God. And just remember this one tip, that when you're feeling less than glorious, just look at yourself the way God looks at you. And for those of you mothers out there, just look at those kids. Like how, when you're just looking at your child, like how much love you have for that little one, or no matter how big they are, there's so much love. And that there's a divine love looking at you in that way also. So you don't need to climb a mountain to experience God. You don't need to fly to India. You don't need to spend 17 hours a day reading, praying, all of it. But spend 10 minutes every morning. More if you want to or can or need to, but God's going to meet you where you're at. And when you remember that freedom is a thought away, the instant that you shift your focus, not on everything that hasn't worked and everything that has gone wrong and everything that you don't think that you can do, but you just shift that focus to everything that you desire, everything that you boldly are declaring and claiming and calling in, everything that you are committed to manifesting. Because think about it. Isn't everything in your life that good that you have manifested, wasn't that just once a dream? So why can't the future dreams become the reality just the way your current ones have? That's a much better focus, I'd say, Queen. It's a much more empowered approach. And oh, P.S., then this way, when you've shifted your focus, you're not the one blocking your success. Because all the doubt and the despair and the depression and the feelings of being left out or resentment and not good enough, that there's, you cannot be blessed in your fullness. No massive good ever came to any queen with her basically energetically arms crossed, pouting, having a pity party for herself about all the things that aren't working in her life and that aren't fabulous. Mm-mm. Your good will come to you when you are open to receiving. And when you can't be open to receiving when you're resentful. You're open to receiving when you're in gratitude, when you're anticipating your good, when you're calling it in, when you're co-creating with God. So let this be easy. Let it be easy. The challenges are going to come, but they're really only challenging depending on the level of desperate attention we give them. You know you've crossed a level of spiritual maturity when the same thing is basically happening, but you have a different experience. So I want you to consciously create the experience that you desire to have in life, because it is never, ever, ever, ever about the external experiences. It's just not. The seven-figure launch might make you momentarily happy. The meeting and even marrying of the soulmate might make you temporarily happy. The trip to Bali might make you temporarily happy. But you didn't come here for temporary, because that's fleeting. Because then when the trip is over, or the clouds come, or the launch that doesn't work, what are you going to do then? But faith, when you have faith that your good is always coming to you, that it's always happening for you, not to you, that you are never left behind, that you are never being punished, that you're always being guided. When that door closes, when you get fired, when that friend doesn't call you back or include you, and whatever the thing is, doesn't have to stop your greatness. Not if your focus is in the right place. Not if you're like, thanks God for not letting me be invited to that party or that event or that clubhouse room or whatever it is, because I want to be surrounded with who you want me to be surrounded with. I want to work with the clients that you want me to work with. I want the program launches to be successful and the programs that you want me to put out there. So lead me and guide me to what that is. You will never, ever be disappointed that way. Not when you've got that kind of an attitude. So basically, to sum all this up, being spiritually connected is what will save you. It will save you from despair. It will save you from false beliefs. It will save you from not fulfilling your destiny. I think that sometimes people think like, too easy to live that way. What am I supposed to do? Just always believe good? Yes, because that's what God believes for you. Do the deep work. It's seek and you will find. Like, you know, seek when something hasn't worked out the way you desire it. Well, look into what that's about. In what way do you need to adjust your habits or your thinking or your behaviors or up-level or switch gears or pivot? Like, do the work. This isn't meant to be a spiritual bypass. Like, well, if God wanted good things to come into my life, that they'll just come and like I have nothing to do with it. It's not like that. It's about being really engaged, really committed, really going for that larger than life you that I know is inside of you. That like crossing your legs with your hands on your lap and like, you know, being the good girl and playing it safe, or not speaking up when you really do have something to say because you think that people are going to think you're the rebel or whatever. Stop. Do you. Be you. And please just recommit to your larger than lifeness, whatever your personality style is. Because the smallness, it's not serving you. It hasn't served you. And it's definitely not serving the people around you or the people of the world. Yes, this world needs you exactly as you are. Your big self, your true self, your larger than life self. And you will find her, and you will feel safe with her, and you will enjoy your life dance with her when you are connected to that spirit within you. All right? So let's pray. Dear God, remind us today who we really are. Show us who we really are. Reflect back to us who it is you have created us to be. And any lost hopes or dreams or temptation to give up, recommit us to those desires. Rekindle that fire within. Show us favor. Bring the right people into our lives and close the door with who you don't desire us to be around in this moment. And let us not make it mean anything other than you showering us with protection and love so that we can focus on what you would have us focus on. Give us the will to continue to seek our biggest dreams because you have planted them inside of us from the first place. Continue to deepen our faith, that faith is the evidence of things not seen, that we don't have to know the hows, that we don't have to know the whens, that we don't have to be the ones to figure it out. Our job is to keep the faith as we keep connected to these big dreams. Bring out the big spirit inside each and every one of us. And thank you for creating us exactly as we are. And we pray all of this believing. Amen. Amen, amen, amen. All right, my darlings, I want to make sure that you are, each and every one of you, totally supported in your bigness, in your greatness. And for that, if you have not already picked up my book, The Audacity to Be Queen, The Unapologetic Art of Dreaming Big and Manifesting Your Most Fabulous Life, you can go to divineliving.com/book and get that book. If you've already gotten the book or if you haven't, I'd still love to gift you my free companion course to the book. And you can get that at divineliving.com/audacity. There's videos, there's workbooks, there's an uplifting, full of positivity Facebook group for you to join in on so that you get to reconnect with that bigness in you, the queen in you. You get to be surrounded by other women who are unapologetically going for their big life and big dreams as well. Share these links with those you care about. You can put it in your newsletters. You can put it on social, divineliving.com/book, divineliving.com/audacity. And get yourself into the bigness and the uniqueness that is you. Mwah. Lots of love. Until next time.
Darling, I hope you enjoyed this episode and you're feeling uplifted. And if you are looking for more of the high vibes, if you're trying to like figure out your life and just wondering what is going on with yourself and your career and your next level calling, I have some great news for you. I am hosting an absolutely free 5-day virtual retreat. It's called Uncover Your Next Level Calling. I know this is something that I've been in. I know so many other women, friends, colleagues, clients. Everyone's just like, what am I doing with my life? And what's this next level, real like deep soul calling about? What's passionate? What's exciting? What's no more boring, same old stuff that's not working, getting rid of all struggle and lack. So if you are up for this mini free virtual retreat, come join me April 12th through 16th. You can sign up at divineliving.com/next level. I'm going to be pouring into you every single day that week, and you are not going to be the same person, the same woman on Monday, April 12th that you are on Friday, April 16th. This is all about helping you get clear and confident and just totally out of the box about what else is actually possible for you. So come join me, divineliving.com/next level. You can share this link in your social, with your friends, anything. This is totally free for global women. I want to see you there. divineliving.com/next level. All right, my beautiful. I hope that you have loved this episode and it has been a blessing in your life. And if you could use a little extra love and support in sisterhood, I want to invite you to join me in my global community in the Audacity to Be Queen free companion course. This is completely free. And when you go to divineliving.com/audacity, you're going to get meditations, you're going to get videos, you're going to get workbooks, you're going to get Q&A call replays with me. It's just a whole bunch of positive programming completely for free. I want to make sure that you have this love in your life. So go get it now at divineliving.com/audacity.